In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk about managing the classroom, unit 3 or chapter 3. The first part is the classroom management. As you know, when we want to manage a class, we have different factors to be considered in our mind. The time of the class that we want to teach, you know, when we are going to teach, we divide our time into different parts, reviewing the previous, you know, material or previous teaching, checking the assignment, and also asking the question or checking the students' understanding, and sometimes, okay, teaching the new material. So the time is an important factor to be considered. The second is the space that we are going to organize in the classroom. So, you know, sometimes we are going to teach so that the students work alone by their own, and sometimes we pair them to work together, and sometimes we work, you know, all the students together with the teacher. So the second is how we organize the space of the classroom. The other factor that we misconsider in our mind in teaching is how we use our voice. You know, sometimes the classes are a big one, and the teacher must use a loud voice in order to catch the last line of the student's attention. It is another way, and also our relationship with the students, how we talk to the students formally, informally, and what kind of classes we organize. You know, sometimes the classes are teacher-centered. It means that most of the time the teacher speak in the classroom. And sometimes we have learner-centered. It means that the students control all the time the classes, and they speak all the time. And sometimes we have the mix of this. And the other factor that we must keep in mind is the mother tongue, you know, role. Sometimes we know that in understanding better, we let the students to use their own mother language to be checked better. And this is another factor that we misconsider in order to have a successful classroom management. The second point that we must consider in our mind is the teacher in the classroom. As you know, the teacher's behavior is very important in the classroom. The way we move in the classroom, the way we stand, the degree of the physical behavior that we have in our classroom. And we can say the way we are able to react to the unwanted happening that occurs in the classroom, the degree to which we are aware of the classroom management are important. So every teacher, you know, has their own particular personality and habits, and what they do in the classroom are important, and a lot of issues we must consider regarding the teacher in the classroom. The first one is proximity. Proximity means how close relationship or rapport we have with our students. You know, sometimes we want to have very intimate and closely or friendly atmosphere with the students, because we think that in this way the students learn more or better. Sometimes we must be so rigid and strict that the students must understand that they have their own duty to answer the teachers, you know, questions. They must know, they must learn everything that happened in the classroom, and something related to that part. The other part regarding the teacher in the classroom is appropriacy. Appropriacy is how close we are with the students, or sometimes we prefer to pair students to work together. Sometimes we behave formally, informally. All of them, you know, all of them have their own we can say effect in our teaching and our management of the classroom. As you know, the way we stand in the classroom, the the way that we behavior toward the students, the way that we answer the students on questions, our awareness of what is going on in the classroom, the students' behavior, our reaction to the students' behavior, their questions are important, and they show how close we are to the students and how positive our rapport can make our teaching. Another point that we must consider regarding the teacher in the classroom is movement. As you know, some teachers most of the time stand in front of the students, just moving the pages, head or eyes. In this way, the teacher will be very tiring, and students may fall asleep during, you know, the teaching. But sometimes the opposite happens. The teachers move, you know, from the side to side of the classroom, and the students are like the football or you can say tennis spectator, you know, moving their heads from side to side. And sometimes we striding, you know, during the class up and down and aisles between the teachers. It means that we move, you know, very strongly with, you know, big, you can say, steps, so that we distract the students' attention. In any way, most successful teachers move around the class to some extent. We don't say we must, you know, move or we must sit, you know, silently in the classroom. And the best way is that every person must, you know, behave in the classroom so that, or move in the classroom so that they can keep their students' attention and interest to the teaching material. And the last point is awareness. Here we talk about the teacher awareness of the students' behavior, their feeling, their rapport. We must keep in our mind that how we aware of what the students are doing and how they behave together, or how they behave toward the students or toward to the teacher. In any way, we must keep in our mind that the success or the failure of the, you can say, classroom management depends on how flexible we are in responding to what is going in the classroom. And we need to be more conscious about, anything that happens in the classroom. Thank you very much. It's enough for this session. And because downloading is difficult, so we must, you know, have only up to 10, you know, minutes for every session of teaching. Thank you. Have a good time.